Tails.
How are you, Tom?
I'm okay, pal. Not bad at all.
It's late for me, this, mate.
I was chauffeuring you last night, so don't you give me any of that. I put on Facebook and Twitter today about how I was driving back with you and how angry you and Pat were about the defeat. Not losing a game of football, but the manner of the defeat.
The manner of the defeat. And I think that's what's hit home with the hierarchy at the club. I said it last night, didn't I, that you can lose games of football, but to lose the way we did last night against a whole team that's been struggling, that made it look easy against us, and it really hurt last night, because it's not an Aston Villa team you want to be watching, what I saw last night.
It was tough for him to survive that, wasn't it? I mean, if he'd have won, he probably would have survived it, but he couldn't survive the fans' outburst, could he? He just couldn't. And the thought of losing a chunk of that $5 billion, of course, strikes home to the richest of owners.
Yeah, I think it does. And it's all kind of come at the same time, hasn't it, with the announcement of the money and losing last night. The fans have, you know, having enough of it all. And it's all sort of culminated in, you know, the manager having to go. But the stats don't lie, do they, Tom? The amount of games we've won, and it was just a matter of time, really, wasn't it?
Well, they couldn't keep on going, could they? That was the big thing. They couldn't keep on going. And when the Paul McGraths, etc., come out, and people like yourself, and you're trying your best to be positive, but you can't be, I think they know then. And once the experts and TV pundits all started to turn, somebody's had a think and says, this can't go on. And, you know, what will he do now, though, Tails? What will he be like in the dressing room? Have you been in this situation? You've got a few of the sacks, surely.
Yeah, no, eh? No, I don't think anybody's been sacked while I've been at the club. I think Brian Little left of his own accord. But, it depends who comes in. I mean, Brian Little left and John Gregory came in, and John Gregory was just a breath of fresh air, you know what I mean? And he got everybody up. He was a bubbly guy. I've stopped a few texts with him tonight, actually, and he reckons that me and him should go in. I said, nah, you're all right, mate. But
I see Peter Wythe put himself in the frame today.
Yeah, right, there's loads of people that would want the job. You know what I mean? I'd love to get involved somewhere along the line. Not as manager, like, but I'd love to be involved. But we all know what a great club it is. And there's managers out there, you know, out of work, who'd love to get the job. And I'm sure there'll be no shortage of candidates either.
They've put the two coaches, well, the goalkeeping coach, Andy Marshall, and Scott Marshall in charge. That really seems a short-term thing. You couldn't do that for too long, could you?
No, not at all. I'm sure that they'll have somebody in mind, or they'd have thought a few weeks ago, maybe, that somebody, you know, they'd have somebody in mind to replace him, I'm sure.
Once again, Tim Sherwood is the bookie's favourite, as he is with every single job that comes up. Somebody tweeted tonight, he's the favourite for that one, for the Queen's Park Rangers job, for the Gold Cup, the Grand National, and the boat race.
He's had a short stint in the Premier League. Well, I wouldn't say he's proven, would you?
Not yet, not by any stretch of the imagination.
No, but he just seems to be the first name that comes to mind. But, you know, there's a few people shouting about Laudrup, but he's not leaving Qatar until the end of the season. So, he's not coming now.
Who's around, Tails? Who's around? Throw us some ideas. Who's around? I mean, Lee Hendry tweeted Diego someone from Atletico Madrid.
Yeah, all right. He's not leaving there either, at least for another year. So, it'd be great if you could get someone like him. But they do have no chance of getting the likes of him right now.
So who's around?
Yeah, there's Klinsmann's been mentioned. There's not many. You couldn't sit here and think straight away that there's
who's
loads
available.
Of people
exactly.
up for the job, yeah.
Well, there'll be hundreds want it, but the right calibre and right quality is different, isn't it?
Yeah, because we've got to get this right, Tom.
And the best man will be somebody in work already, I would think.
Well, yeah, probably. Or the others, they wouldn't be out of work if they'd done brilliantly, would they?
Absolutely. So that's why I'm trying to think of someone that would excite the Villa fans, would be able to get the best out of the players, because that ain't going to change to the end of the season.
First and foremost, we've got to get someone in who's going to raise the players and get them through to the end of the season. Because
with survival, the only thing that matters now is staying up.
At the end of the day, it's a waste of time bringing somebody in and there's no change. So, first and foremost, we need to make sure we're still in this division at the end of the season.
Well, that's the key, and you can't think of anybody. But that's how difficult this job is. And there's a question for you, Tails. Who's going to be finding and who's going to be appointing the manager?
Well, this is it. I don't know that either, Tom. I don't know. I'm sure Tom Fox will be involved, but who else will be involved? I'm not sure. Really not sure.
Well, what happens now, of course, is you've got a big cup game on Sunday.
Yeah.
And let's see. Sometimes we've seen it, QPR winning. We've seen what happened at Birmingham. We've seen various teams have had a bit of a lift when when it does change. I suppose we'll just have to wait and see what happens on Sunday. But
I just hope there's a reaction, Tom. And it'll be interesting to see if there are any changes in the team. Because I always think when assistants get in charge, you know, if there are changes to the team, why didn't they help the manager do those changes before?
Yeah, why didn't they? Unless he was dictatorial and wouldn't let them.
Yeah.
You don't know, but it'd be interesting to see, exactly what happens on Sunday. But the one thing's for certain is the Villa fans are happy tonight.
Well, it seems that way. I think the fans, they wanted a change. They wanted a change, and there had to be a change in the end because,
I just couldn't go on.
The stats don't lie, do they? And we were becoming a laughing stock, not just in the Midlands, but nationally as well. And it had to stop.
Absolutely. Tails, you got your PJs on, have you?
Yes, and I've just about to get a glass of wine, mate. Put my feet up and watch Match of the Day.
There you go, pal. Have a good one.